Welcome to As I Know It, The Violet Fog, proudly hosted on the How Do You Health Network. This podcast is all about health, wellness, beauty, mental health, and a little bit on love and business. I've been a writer and reporter for over a decade, and everything you hear is from my own framework. I aim to inspire and motivate people to learn about their own health and bioindividuality as I learn about mine. And like me, your path to healing, it's going to be very unique. There is no one-size-fits-all approach to health, at least there really shouldn't be. So how do you get there? How do you get on your own healing path? We explore that. This is not medical advice. It's simply what has worked for me. Expect stories, research, how I draw conclusions, take what works for you, leave what doesn't, but find out what it means to really be an empowered consumer and patient. Oh, and we keep it under 30 minutes because time is precious. Happy you're here. Welcome to the Violet Fog As I Know It podcast. I hope that you are doing so great. This podcast proudly hosted on the How Do You Health Network, which by the way, How Do You Health Network, they just had this huge festival here in Austin, and it was December 3rd through 5th. It was amazing. It was like this wellness playground basically of all these workshops and brand activations and in this gorgeous home. Like it was super cool. Violet Fog Potions got to be a sponsor of it. And that was really amazing because we got to get all of these people who are like, you know, scientific, very into health and wellness, try our product for the first time. We got a ton of validation and a bunch of new people who I think are about to be starting to drink their potions every day, which that's awesome. It was so much fun. So I'm coming off of that. I had a few days off, not off. I still had to work, but like some introvert time, which has been really nice because working a festival, you know, or at work events, like that's totally laborious emotionally, you know? So the last few days I've just been like pretty silent on my end. And I've actually been thinking about this podcast, like just alone time thinking about what I want to talk about. So alone time is a good thing. It's super productive. Today, we're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions. I'm going to be telling you my New Year's resolutions. And I do want to say this, like I have mixed feelings about New Year's resolutions. Number one, I often think like, why wait till the new year? Just start now, you know? If not now, when? Like, when are you going to do it? Just do it now. Also, I think that sometimes people can just, like, overload themselves with their resolutions to the point where it's just really hard to stick by. And then they end up not sticking to it. And they feel like a failure, but they're not a failure. Maybe it was just, like, way too much. Or a resolution can be so grand that and not broken down into smaller steps in achieving it that it can just be a lot. So just know, like, there's a ton of nuances with resolutions. That's not lost on me. I thought we could just have fun and talk about what my New Year's resolutions are going to be and why I think that they're doable. You'll actually see that they're pretty damn small. I do like to break down resolutions. Like I do this differently. Like in the last probably 10 years I've done this. Actually, the last few years I haven't really had New Year's resolutions. But before that, what I was doing is I was breaking them down into five groups. I would have a emotional resolution, a mental resolution, a physical resolution, a social resolution, and a spiritual resolution. So that's just five resolutions. So those are the categories that I will be talking about today. And feel free to steal from my resolutions, you know, and also just a fun way to get to know each other. If you just feel like having some girl talk, like this is just going to be that. Okay, let's hop right into it. So physical resolution, my physical New Year's resolution. So that can be anything, you know, when I think of physical, anything from like, you know, food to nutrition. Well, I guess food and nutrition, same thing. You know, wellness practices that you do, right? Fitness, things like that. So my physical resolution is going to be around food this year in 2022. Specifically, it's going to be this. So I am a huge snacker. I've always been that way. I've never really been a big meal person. And I do want to kind of test out and see. This isn't even a resolution that like I'm going to be like, for sure this is going to serve me. Because it might not. But I feel like I'm leaning towards it could. I do want to try my hand out at having more meals and less snacks. And for two reasons. You might think that one of my reasons would be for improved digestion, because it is good to give your digestion a break, right? Like, that's a reason why a lot of people are drawn to fasting, because it gives your digestion a break. Digestion takes a ton of energy, right? And so sometimes, like, you want your body focusing on other things, not just digestion. So, like, yes, it can be really great for digestion, but that's not why I'm doing it, because I really don't have any digestion issues. Thank you, Lord. I have worked so hard on my gut. Like, digestion is just not a problem for me. However, I do know that every time you eat, insulin spikes, right? And I do feel like I'm just kind of like spiking a lot throughout the day because I snack so much. So even when I place an emphasis on blood sugar balancing meals and snacks, I do think like it could be good for me if I have just like a little less spikes throughout the day. That doesn't mean eat less. Like, there's not even the smallest piece of me that wants to lose any weight. Like, no, I'm so hormonally comfortable with where I am at my weight. So it has nothing to do with that. But I would like to see a little bit less insulin spikes. I think, like, I'd like to see how that impacts me. It's more of just like a science experiment. Like, would that do me really good to have less insulin spikes, you know, eating less times throughout the day? Or would it not impact me at all? Because who knows? It really could go either way. So I'll be paying attention for that. Another reason, and this is like kind of a bigger reason why I do want to try more big meals, has to do with oral health. So, you know, your oral microbiome is so important. And I really do believe that cavities, especially in the beginning stages, can heal themselves if you remineralize them, if you give your mouth like the perfect environment that it needs. And something I've been researching lately, so there's this one doctor, her name is Dr. Ellie, oh my gosh, I can't remember her last name, Dr. Ellie something. And if you really want this this person's info, just DM me, I will find it for you then. But it's this woman, lovely woman, and I really like her whole theories that she has on oral microbiome. It makes a lot of sense to me. I've actually like double checked a lot of stuff that she claims, and I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Yes, there are some people who disagree with some things that she said, but like, you know what? There's not a single person in this world where there's, you know, where I agree with every single thing. So, but a lot of her stuff, I'm like, wow, that makes a ton of sense. One of the things that she says is, so I believe in the power of our saliva, and she talks about the power of your saliva all the time. Like, you have what you need to strengthen your teeth in your saliva. We just don't always give our saliva a chance. We can be open mouth breathers at night. That makes our saliva not as great. Or we're not taking advantage of afternoon saliva. And so she has this theory that your saliva is the most efficacious, can do its best work in the afternoon. But it's very rare that we get to take advantage of that because we're always drinking water or sipping on something or eating. Now, I'm not saying that I want to drink less water, but I'm saying I am eating all the time, or I'm sipping on something all the time. Like, I feel like I kind of always need this oral fixation. Therefore, I'm never really giving myself a break to just like let my saliva do its thing and uninterrupted in my mouth. And she says that you really only need about an hour. And I looked into a lot of this even more in depth, and I'm like very, very bought into it. And I'm like, okay. So it would be nice if like maybe if I am doing bigger meals and I'm snacking less, therefore I would have more time throughout the day where I'm not interrupting my saliva with food and drink. I would also just have to be really mindful of like when I'm drinking my water. When can I take a break for an hour? I would love to see myself having 1 hour in the day where I'm not eating or drinking water or anything like that, and just to see what it could do for my teeth. So that is why my physical New Year's resolution is to snack less and try more big meals. This might not be something that I stick with, right? Again, but it is an experiment that I want to do. Okay. Moving on. Mental New Year's resolution. In the mental category. So, all right. I just need to stop scrolling as much. That's my mental goal, because I really feel like it's depleting dopamine in me. Or it's just like, it's so stimulating to scroll that by the end of it, I feel taxed out. And I am ADHD, right? Like, I'm always craving stimulation. And so a quick form of that, of course, is social media. I want to make this known. I don't want to not scroll, because I do think that there's a lot of beauty and value in social media. There are some creators that I follow that, like, there's no freaking way I want to stop consuming their content, because a lot of them really bring true value to me. And so therefore, like, and it brings me joy. And I also find social media to be incredibly entertaining. I really do love the internet. I do. And I love photos and I love creativity and all that. However, I think that like there is so much, there's something that's like too much, right? And I am someone that I can get easily sucked in. You know, I partially blame my ADHD and I also blame like these freaking platforms that just have designed it so beautifully, not beautifully, so effectively in a way that they can really hook people, right? And I get hooked very easily. So, but I just find that when I scroll too much, I'm taxed out after mentally, that to the point where like my work suffers. I don't give as much attention to like XYZ, whatever it's going to be, because I gave so much of it to social media, and that's not a good thing. So I do want to really be more mindful of like having a specific chunk of time in which I can do my consuming. I think that would be a whole lot more healthier for me. Notice how I said when I can do my consuming. I don't want to stop scrolling. I love to consume content, and even every day I think it's okay. I just need to have like a very restricted time block on that and just be, you know, mindful of whose content I consume. And I really think that that would help me out a lot, and I would be able to like use my dopamine for other things in a more effective way. Cause like I said, I'm starting to feel really taxed out. So that is my mental New Year's resolution, is to start having a specific time block in which I can consume. And it can't be just like lightly strung throughout the days, because that's what it is right now. Right now it's just lightly strung. And sometimes I can like stop myself at 10 minutes, but there are times when I'm like, you know, oh, I went on social media while I'm eating my lunch and I meant to be on social media for 10 minutes, but now it's like 40 minutes in. So that's what I'm talking about. That doesn't mean I'm not going to be posting. Like, it is my work, a part of my work, right? So of course, if I am creating on the app, if I'm actively like putting my work, my research, you know, my commentary out there, that's one thing. That's not scrolling though. So that I'm okay with. And then of course, spending time in DMs, I am okay with, because that brings me a ton of joy. And that really feels like I'm just texting with my girlfriends. It's also highly productive. It's a way that I stay close to the community and other women and people. So DMs, creating content, posting content, you know, I still have to be actively doing that. But scrolling, I need to minimize, or I just have to put that in a constricted time block for myself, because it's just too mentally taxing for me to be always scrolling and your girl just gets sucked in. So that is my mental New Year's resolution. Okay, let's talk about emotional New Year's resolution. So this one, it's so funny, as I was thinking about this last few days, my emotional New Year's resolution, there's so many things that came to the forefront. Like when it came to physical, I really had to like think about what it was going to be. You know, it wasn't like super obvious. I didn't have a ton of things like flying at me. Mental, I didn't have a ton of things flying at me, but I did have that like big, like bright thing of like minimize the scrolling. So it's very obvious. Emotional, I will say a ton of things flooded in for me. So that tells me that of all of my resolutions, I really think that I need to just very much like baby myself emotionally, strengthen myself emotionally, give more time to like growing emotionally in the new year. But, you know, just for the podcast, I will tell you like one big thing emotionally that I want to be working on. And this one is actually something that I have talked about a bunch on stories. I think I've even mentioned it a little bit in the podcast, but I'm bringing it very much into the New Year's again. And that is to soften my emotional spikes and be less reactive. So, I look at life now through the lens of like my HPA axis. I really do. I just, what strengthens it, what doesn't? Hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenals, how your hormones and your nervous system talk to each other, or rather even your stress hormones and your nervous system talk to each other. How well does your body trust your mind? Body, calm down. You're good. I love you. Like, how well does it respond to your mind and trust you? You know, I really am always looking at life through that lens. Super sharp emotional spikes throughout the day, it does not serve me. It doesn't serve you. It's okay to show emotion. I am a deeply emotional person, and I think that that's one of the reasons that makes me me. And I love like life being this full spectrum of emotions. That said, I think it gets taken too far when you're not in control of your emotions, or it really can impede on your quality of life, or it's starting to hurt other people in your life. It's starting to hurt you when your emotional spikes are so taken so far that it's like stored internally, or it's manifested physically, you know, tight stomach, butterflies, bad posture, closed offness. Like, that's not a good thing. So for me, one thing that's helped me a lot, but I've just kind of been slacking in the last month, is my reactiveness. I really just look throughout the day, where am I emotionally spiking, and I need to calm it. And so something that I do is, and this is again what I'm going to be trying to do a lot even more of in 2022, is when I have a moment that I'm about to be reactive or I'm about to be snappy. Like, I am a bit of a hothead and I can snap sometimes. Like, Dan's always like, you're snapping at me, you snapped at me. And that's true. Like, that's very common for me. And that's not, you know, that's not okay. When I'm working on it, I'm actually like really, really good. But when I'm not, that can just, it can get a little too out of hand. So like, let's say Dan's making me mad and I feel myself wanting to snap at him right there. I'm about to. So, you know, my normal Katie just does snap. Like, it just emotionally short term feels good in the moment to snap. So I do that. But then, you know, it stresses me out, takes away from my healing, takes away from my energy, bad for my HPA access, bad for me long term, impedes on my quality of life, because then I feel guilty about snapping. Then I'm in a fight with my partner. It's just, you know, it does not serve anyone, especially me. And so, so what I do is, let's say I'm going to snap. Instead, I breathe like that. Like, I do like 5 breaths like that. And I tell myself, no matter what, how you react is going to be a slow react, not a fast react. There's going to be no fast talking and no raising your voice. It has to be spoken very slowly. And it's just a slow react. And just making myself slow down all of a sudden soothes me. And helps me get much more in control of my emotions and how I respond. And then I end up responding in a more positive way, in a more productive way. I spare my nervous system and I accomplish a whole lot more and I feel closer to my partner. And so, like, just that constantly telling myself, okay, Katie, this is going to be a slow react. I know you want to snap right now, but you're not going to do that. You're going to slow react. That helps me a lot. So I'm going to be focused even more on the slow react in 2022, because it's helped me a lot in these last few years. And I feel like I could do even better with it. You know, I'm not perfect, but I feel like just because I'm trying doesn't mean I can't try even more. And it's beneficial for me to do so. So I'm going to work on that. So that's my emotional New Year's resolution. Let's get into social. My social New Year's resolution is simply to call my girlfriends more. I'm a very laid back, chill person and friend, and like low maintenance rather. And I have these conversations with friends all the time. Like, I actually, in my life, I do best with low maintenance friends. And I find that my friends also do good with low maintenance friends. And that, what that means is, like, you don't get mad at someone for like not calling you for a while, or even if they don't text you back for like a day or two, you don't get upset by it. You know, you don't start to judge your friendship by, this is no longer meaningful, this no longer stands for something, because we're not like interacting with each other all the time. It's the type of friendship where, like, even if you miss saying happy birthday, but you say it like a few days later, like, that still means something. You don't get upset over that. I love a low maintenance friendship. I really feel like a low maintenance friendship says that you're super comfortable with that friend, that you love them, they love you, you don't have to be performative. And I genuinely love that in friendships. And I find that, like, my friends appreciate that about me. That said, like, you still want to show up for your friends though, right? You don't want to be just like a dick. Like, if it's so important to them that you were at that birthday dinner, right? Like, show up for your friend if you have the means to, right? But yeah, a low maintenance friendship, I think it's great. That said, I sometimes can take it a little bit too far. I am an introvert. I have like reclusive tendencies at times. And here's the thing, like, talking to a friend for an hour, that is emotional laborious. It fills your cup, but it is like emotionally laborious, right? Like, it doesn't matter if like that they're your favorite person in the entire world. If you've had like a full work day or all these other things going on, it can be a lot to have to, like, you know, talk for an entire hour and catch up and things, even if it fills your cup. That said, so sometimes I'll be like, I just won't call the friend because I just don't have it in me, even though I know it'll fill my cup. But this year I'm realizing that like I can just take it too far and I do need to check in more often. I feel like I need my girlfriends and I know my girlfriends need me. And I don't ever want to take it so far that it's like getting to the point where it's awkward that I haven't like contacted them or said anything in a long time. So, I really just want to be mindful of that. And the thing is that even if it can be emotionally laborious to like talk for an hour or whatever, it fills my cup more than it is emotionally laborious. Therefore it is worth it. So, I just want that to be at the top of my mind. It's always worth it to call the friend. And also, even if I just have 10 minutes while I'm driving somewhere, you know, to call the friend, just do it. I'm such a like introvert that I love my alone time so much that even if I'm in the car and I just get time to think, I just want to take that and not talk to anyone. But then so long will go by that I like haven't really checked in with my friends, and that's not very healthy or good for me. So I really need to be thinking of that and just do that and just call the friend more often, because I freaking love my friends. I would die without them. I'm not kidding you. Like, my friends are everything to me. I really like view my friends as family level. And I saw this thing, and this is also just what put it on my heart. I saw this thing and it was like, make sure that you're not giving everything to the world, and by the time your loved ones come around, you have crumbs. And I feel like sometimes that can be me, where I feel like I've given everything to the world and then I have crumbs for the people that I love. And I really just don't want that to be me. So I'm going to be meditating on that, thinking on that much more in 2022. I still want low maintenance friendships though. And I feel like my friends still want low maintenance from me as well. But you get what I'm saying. Okay, so let's get into the last resolution, and that is going to be my spiritual resolution. So if you know me, you know my faith is my number one, baby. It's everything to me. God is my very best friend. Like, I don't know what I would do without my faith. I'm such a mess without it. I can't survive life without God. It's like to that point. Which is a great thing for me, because God is a constant. He is my everything. He's always there. I never have to worry about him not being around. He's always there. This is my belief, right? And notice how like when I talk about this, I just say it very much in like my belief. I'll never be preachy. I seriously, like, if you have like something that works for you, heck yeah, then that is so awesome. I'm just speaking about what works for me. It doesn't mean I'm imposing anything on anyone. I'm just speaking on what works for me. So just know that. But yeah, when it comes to spiritual stuff like that, I've just always noticed in my life when I'm closest to God, like, my life is going better. I'm handling things a whole lot better. I'm showing up better. I'm being a better person. I'm accomplishing more. So therefore, like, why wouldn't I want to be closer to God? It's still a relationship though, right? Like, I don't really see myself as having a religion. I see myself as having a relationship with God. And relationships, it takes work. You can't just like give it the bare bones minimum and expect the best of it, right? If you want the best of that relationship, you have to give a lot. You have to try. And so there are periods of life that I'll go through where I just feel like disconnected to God, and I just know that I need a rev up. I'm not in that period right now. I feel incredibly close to God, but I do feel like there are days that go by where I really don't even give him an afterthought. And guess what? Those days are like not my best days. Those are the days where I don't get as much done. Maybe I'm like impatient. I just don't show up as my best self. So I want to give him my time every day. And my spiritual resolution is simply to start my day with him. It's been a long time since I started my day with God, and I believe that he deserves that. He has given me so much in life. He never fails me. He is always there, unconditional love. And I do believe that sometimes like your brightest self can happen in the morning, right? Or just like when you first start giving to the world. So I want my first give to be with God. So what I think that would look like for me is, maybe while I do some red light therapy in the morning, I can also give that time to God and just journal and talk to him and start my day with him. And I think that's a goal that I can stick with, and that would benefit me in so many other ways. So before we go, I do want to talk about a product that I feel like in some ways helps me reach some of my goals. So the product that I'm going to be talking about is Bliss by MSW Nutrition. Just before we go, just consider this. It's just a fun little product recommendation. So Bliss by MSW Nutrition, it's a natural dopamine and serotonin booster. It is incredible. I often take one before I do a podcast because I find that it helps me be a little bit more on, alert, more social. Like me doing this right now feels very social. I might not be talking to anyone, but I'm talking, right? And in fact, I actually am talking to someone. I'm talking to you. I truly feel like I'm in conversation with you right now. So this is very, very social for me. So on times when I have to be extra social, I find that like if I take a Bliss, and I don't always need it, right? But like there are times when I do need it, it helps me. It gives me a leg up. I was at the How Do You Health Festival, right? And like that was so much people time. And every single day in the middle of it, I took a Bliss because I could feel my social take draining, and that really helped me out. I've always said I am not against a biohack. So, you know, Bliss to me is like an ultimate biohack. For me, it works incredibly well. Everyone is going to be different, right? But for me, it works super, super well. So if you have more social goals, but you're worried about your social take draining, maybe you could try it out. You know, if motivation is coming tough for you and you could use like a biohack, you could try that out and see. It's also great for people who have MTHFR gene variants, people who have joint pain, inflammation. Bliss is amazing for the liver, and anything amazing for the liver is amazing for the brain, vice versa. It's just, I talk about Bliss all the time because I think that it's so cool just to try even once and see if it can fit somewhere in your life and like be just one of those hacks that's great for you and effective. So Bliss by MSW Nutrition, if you want to try, my code is Violet Fog. So thank you so much. Let me know what some of your resolutions are. If anything resonated with you or didn't resonate with you, or if you have any advice for me in achieving, you know, in sticking to my goals, like I would love to hear from you. I just love to talk to you in general. DMs are my favorite. Connecting with you just brings me so, so much joy. Thank you so much for being on this ride with me here. I love you and have a wonderful week.